This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Acting U.S. Defense Chief Pat Shanahan said Monday the Islamic State group remains a global presence. This comes as U.S.-backed fighters work to clear the last enclave the militants hold in eastern Syria. Shanahan spoke to reporters traveling with him on a trip to Afghanistan about U.S. progress and IS.
But in the context of military operations, I think the characterization of progress within Syria has been that they've been decimated and that we're making significant progress in the MIRV.
The MIRV being the Middle Euphrates River Valley. Last week, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo sought to reassure allies the United States would not abandon efforts to destroy Islamic State when it withdraws its troops from Syria. The U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces said Sunday they had recaptured 41 positions held by Islamic State militants in eastern Syria. A months-old battle over a U.S.-Mexico border wall comes to a climax this week, as Washington faces a Friday deadline to avoid another partial government shutdown. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
So far, no deal has been reached by a bipartisan, bicameral conference committee tasked with finding a compromise on border security before Friday, when U.S. government funding expires once again. But President Trump holds a wild card. His authority as commander-in-chief to declare a national emergency and bypass Congress altogether. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
Trump is expected to explain his thinking on declaring a national emergency later Monday when he visits the border city of El Paso, Texas. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May is seeking a compromise with opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn in the hopes of securing a divorce deal with the European Union. Justice Minister Rory Stewart said Monday that differences between the two are not as great as some might suggest, but he said the government cannot accept a customs union that would prevent Britain from negotiating trade deals with other countries. Stewart telling Sky News he hopes the chances of a hard Brexit would be very small.
In the end, I think the Republic of Ireland, the European Union, government of Great Britain realizes that it would be damaging, unnecessary, and awful to have a broad Brexit. It would happen, I'm afraid, through miscalculation. It's not something that anybody wants. So I'm hoping that rationality and common sense will prevail.
Britain is due to leave the EU on March 29th, but the UK Parliament has rejected May's divorce deal. Venezuelan leaders may be committing genocide by blocking food deliveries, according to the country's interim president on Sunday. Shipments of U.S. food, medicine, and humanitarian aid are on the Colombian side, with a tanker and two large trucks sitting in the middle of a bridge. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has ordered the soldiers to prevent the aid from crossing over the border. Maduro has said the U.S. help is part of a plot to overthrow his government and said Venezuela doesn't need it. Hundreds of thousands of Iranians gathered Monday to mark the 40th anniversary of the country's Islamic Revolution. The events commemorate the collapse of the U.S.-backed government of Shah Mohammad Reza Pahlavi after the Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini's 1979 return from exile. Monday's rallies included chants and banners declaring death to America and death to Israel. South Korea and the U.S. signed a new preliminary agreement Sunday, increasing the amount Seoul will pay for having U.S. troops in South Korea. U.S. negotiator Timothy Betts.
The United States government realizes that Korea does a lot for our alliance and for peace and stability in this region. And the SMA is only a small part of that, but it's an important part.
South Korea will pay about $890 million under the new short-term agreement, and about $60 million more than last year. The new deal represents an 8.2% hike in Seoul's payment for helping to maintain the more than 28,000 U.S. troops in South Korea. China has rejected Turkey's criticism of Beijing's treatment of Uyghurs and also denied that a Uyghur poet and musician has died. More on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.